Saudi Arabia likes having that close relationship with the United States. But until we get that graphic put together, I do want to read a part of this because I do think it frames the relationship between the president and the Saudi king. And he says, quote, as our countries work together to confront many challenges, I always valued King Abdullah's perspective and appreciated our genuine and warm friendship. As a leader, he was always candid and had the courage of his convictions. One of those convictions was his steadfast and passionate belief in the importance of the U.S.-Saudi relationship as a force for stability and security in the Middle East and beyond. The closeness and strength of the partnership between our two countries is part of King Abdullah's legacy. And I think what is interesting to point out about this meeting back in March, I was tweeting out pictures at that time. And Aaron, I've said, and I'm not talking about this just to talk about myself, when I tweeted out these pictures, it gave me an indication as to how closed a society Saudi Arabia is, because those tweets spread like wildfire across the internet, mainly being retweeted by people inside Saudi Arabia who had never seen inside the king's retreat. And so the king, by allowing our cameras in that room, was in a way opening up his own kingdom to his own people. So I found that striking during that visit, Aaron. But one thing that we should point out, the last time these two leaders spoke was in September of this year. And you'll recall when the president said, I don't have a strategy for dealing with ISIS in Syria, and that made a lot of news. The president decided to go ahead and give a speech about his strategy on ISIS. He called King Abdullah prior to giving that speech, because obviously, as ISIS goes in Iraq and Syria, so potentially could go Saudi Arabia. And so the king was obviously very concerned about the president's moves with respect to ISIS. And so a long relationship, a good relationship. We should also mention Prince Salman, who will be taking the throne. President Obama last spoke with him in April 2012, so there is a relationship there as well.